Okay, let's begin Demai Daf Nun Beis, as we are in here in the sixth parak of Maseches Demai. The Maseches Shiurim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorships. Just one point from yesterday. One of the last couple of lines, some Mefarshim read it a little differently than how I expressed it yesterday, but it means basically the same, the Maskana Lamaisa, and just to add one or two things from the end of the discussion yesterday. We spoke about how a Goy is excluded from Shlichus, Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Af Shluchachem B'nei Bris, right? That was the discussion, on yesterday's daf. Reb Yasa thought that maybe that just means that a Goy can't make another Goy a Shliach, which is what the Magen Avraham, I said, talks about in Siman Tov Mem Ches in Arachayim, but maybe how you Yisrael Osa, but maybe a goy would be able to make a Jewish liach to be mafrishes truma. So Rabbi Zeira said, Rabbi Zeira umina. No, you know from the pasuk that that's not true. Why? Atem osim shliach v'lo b'Yisrael, right? Bitmia, as the Mara Folda said it, right? You can make a shliach, right, and not a goy. Isn't that talking about a Jew making a Jewish liach, and therefore the exclusion of a non-Jew being excluded from making a shliach must be talking about a Jewish liach too. A Jew can make a Jewish liach, and a non-Jew cannot make a Jewish liach. V'dichvasi, similarly, in a goy osa shliach, afilu b'Yisrael, a guy can't make a shliach even if it is a Yisrael. So that was what the we mentioned from yesterday, and then we ended up with a question, or at least a raya from the Tosefta, which we will get back to B'Hashem in a couple of minutes. But just one or two ha'aris that I ran through yesterday that I thought I would just make clearer today. And that is the Gemara Maseches Kedushin. We say a goy is excluded, but I mentioned that an Eved Kenani, the Mefarshim say, is not excluded. An Eved Kenani is a goy who is Tovel, who goes to the Mikvah L'Shem Eved Kenani. At the end of that, then maybe he could be Tovel L'Shem being a Jew. But the Gemara has the suffix in Maseches Gittin on Daf Chav Gimel. On Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara discusses Boy, my name is Rabbi Ami. Eved, this is in Chav Gimel in the Bavli and Gittin. Eved, ma'u sheyasa shliach lekabal get ishom yad baila. Could an Eved Kenani be a shliach lekabala? We know there are two types of shlichim. Shliach lekabala for the woman, shliach lehalacha for the man. There's something called the shliach hava'a that the Rambam has also, but we're not going to get into that now. But an Eved, can he accept the get? I mean, is he included in the parsha of Shlichus the Kabbalah for the wife? So Amar Lahu, so the Gemara says, V'dekapasol le'lo v'gachavim, since the Mishnah there only excludes a goy, the Mishnah says that everybody can bring a get except for Cheresh, Shota, V'katan, Suma, and Akum. Since a goy is excluded, so Michlal, the Eved Kasher, so it must be an Eved is Kasher to be able to be a Shlich le'Kabbalah. Amar Vasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Eino Eved Nasar Shlich le'Kabbalah le'isham yad baila. An Eved cannot. Why? Because a goy, an Eved is not included in the world of Gittin V'Kiddushin. He might be have mixed as Kedushas Yisrael, but not in terms of marriage. Right? He is not included, and therefore he cannot be a Shliach LeKabbalah. You have to be in the world, in the Parsha, in order to be in the world of Shlichus. So that is the Gemara. The Gemara says an Eved Kenani cannot be a Shliach LeKabbalah for a get. Says the Ramban, says the Ritva there, or if you look in, I'll read it from Kiddushin on Daf Mem Aleph, V'dafka Goy, right? Only a Goy is excluded from Shlichus, Aval Eved Shemol V'tavol L'Shem Avdus, Pshita Demilsa to Ben Brisu, right? I will read the Ritva here, and then we'll read the Ritva back in Maseches Gittin. The Ritva here in Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara talks about Atem Av Shluchachem, only a Goy is excluded, but an Eved is in the Parsha of Shlichus, right? V'yisa B'Shlichus T'Truma U'B'Truma D'Navshei. Aye, what did it say in Gittin on Daf Chav Gimel? Right, that's specific. So what did that say? He's mufka from marriage, from Isha's issues, but he's not mufka from Shlichus issues. An Eved is not shayach by Gittin V'Kiddushin. A guy is not shayach in anything in Truma, and therefore he is excluded, but an Eved is included in other parshias. Then the Ritva has something here that he might not agree with in Gittin. He says, and that which the Gemara asks in Gittin, can an Eved be a shliach lekabbalah for an Isha? The fact that it asks that says the Ritva, hu adin she'eno nasa shliach holacha. There's no difference between shliach kabbalah and shliach laholacha. Right? That's based on Rashi. Rashi and Gittin, Dafchav Gimel, Amit Aleph, the Gemara, Rashi explains the Gemara, l'kabaliketi miyad bailav te megurashes v'kabalasa v'hua denami laholacha tekula chada taimahi. That's Rashi's Lashon, and it's the same thing here. The Ritva says, demai shna. Right? What's the difference between a shliach laholacha and a shliach l'kabala? Forget, a guy is, an eved is excluded and mufka from that parsha. But if you look in the Ritva Imeseches Gittin, and if you look in the Rimi Gash, if you look in the Ran quoted in the Rimi Gash in Gittin on that daf, they quote something else. Says the Rimi Gash, no. Only Shliach LaKabbalah. That's where an Eved is excluded because you have to be Betoras. But a Shliach LaHolacha, there's no problem. The Gemara doesn't ask about Shliach LaHolacha because an Eved for sure could be Shliach LaHolacha, just not Shliach LaKabbalah. Says the, I'm reading from the Ritva in Gittin. Says the Ritva, Shamina Mehad to Eved, Ena Betoras Gittin Vikidushin. The Chulu. V'das Rashi v'arif tehu adin laholacha depasal. Fiksha Rav Evin Migash. Dim kein du adin laholacha. Tikshi masisan l'Rabbi Yochanan. Right? If it's true that laholacha is also pasal, so, but that's a problem, because mitepasal le'lanachri le'din havam echal de'eved kasher. Why does the Mishnah only say a guy is excluded from bringing the get, and not Eved? L'kach nere d'davka l'kabel pasal l'Rabbi Yochanan. The Rimi Gash holds that only for shliach l'kabal is an Eved pasal, aval laholich v'adin az a shliach. But shliach laholacha, to bring a get for the husband, for sure he can't be a shliach. V'im Tomer asked the Ritva, what's the difference? The Ritva said in Kiddushin, Maishna. Rashi said in Gittin, Huadin. But the Rimi Gash says, wrong. Both of those. There is a big distinction. And the Ramban explains the Rimi Gash. Remember, the Rimi Gash was early. He was a Rebbe of Maimon, the Rambam's father. So, says the Ramban, there's a difference. This is a huge topic in Maseches Gittin, but we'll just mention it here. Tiretz HaRamban Zal, this is quoting from the Ritva. Debish l'mashliach l'kabbalah, kivet b'chimati gilitia liyadei migrasha, b'yashliach l'kabbalah, since right when he gets it, the woman is divorced. See, he's more of a stand-in mamish for her. Shayach l'mifsaleh mishum d'lesa b'toras gittin v'kidushin. Ve'eno b'din she'eh hu ki'isha atzma. He can't be like the Isha herself, and the woman herself has to accept the get, so only a real shliach, that's betoras, can function as a stand-in. Avalaholich, kiva da adamati gita liyada lo migrasha lo shach lemifsalei. But shliach laholacha, the gittin didn't take place yet, the gerushin didn't take place yet, until it gets there. So therefore, hilkach lefize eved lekabalahu deino nasa, avalaholich kasher. That is the chiddush of the Rimi Gash. V'yolim sak halacha, kerifa rashi avdina lechumra, tebein lekabalah bein laholacha, Eino nasashlech in kasser Rabbeinu Meir Halevi Zal. And why does it say Kabbalah? To give you an added chiddush. That's an important discussion of the Rimi Gash there, quoted in the Rishonim in Daf Chav Gimel, about whether an Eved shliach l'kabbalah or also shliach l'holacha. But either way, the Rishonim say that in general, outside of Ishus, an Eved is included in the parsha of Shlichus, in the parasha of Shlichus. We also mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur, and with this we'll finish up the additions, the Rashi. Rashi at the end of Masechah Shabbos discusses that maybe there could be a Shlichus la'akum midrabanan l'chumra. And we have that by Amir la'akum, because that's what Rashi says at the beginning of Perek Misha Hichshech, Harehu Shlucho. Harehu Shlucho, he calls the Akum. The Sfasemes is bothered, just to quote one Achron who picks up on this Rashi. The Sfasemes there, the Sfasemes on Moed and Kudshim is crucial. He plays even more of a role where, I mean, Moed we have Rishonim on most of the Masechtas, but that's where he's used often, especially on Kudshim. But here he has a comment on Moed in Shabbos. V'nei Rashi Zal, he says Shlucho, v'nei Lani is Daiti. De'ein Kavanas Rashi Lios Aser Min HaTorah, K'moshe Ose Ba'atzmo Mitam Shlichus. Rashi's not saying it's a Daraisa, that the goy is the shliach of the Jew. To kamoso. Diem came because then you have a problem. Kashatuva. Chada ain shlichus lanachri, as our Gemara says. Ula Rav posing mafila lachumra ain shlichus. On a Daraisa level, even lachumra there's no shlichus. Number one. Number two, and if it really is Daraisa, then an akum should be more chamor than your animal. And the Gemara says, talks about shvisas behemto and not shvisas akum. So the Gemara says, really, ube emes. Kaimalon ain't shliach l'dvar avera. Ach yesh lomer derashi zal. Rashi holds since a guy is a bar, lav bar chiyuva, like the Gemara says about Metziyah daf yud, if somebody is not a bar chiyuva, then you say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. So maybe that's what's going on here. Since the guy's a lav bar chiyuva, so that's why the avera goes back on me. So it's not really so to speak that he's my shliach, but he's, I try to make him my shliach, but it's in a, but it's ba'avera, and since it's ba'avera, then it goes back to me. Okay, that's the Sfasemis has that hara in Shabbos. At the end, he says, "Lanir ladi yisaidi tachi gamar v'hashluchahu v'chachamim asru shlichus ba'akum mitam shvus l'Shabbos." And that's what generally we hold against that smag. The Rishonim hold that it is drabanan. Okay, so now let's continue where we were up to. So the Gemara said that Rav Oshia said that our Tosefta that we had on the top of Nunal from Abayz, our Tosefta proves like Rav Yassa. Rav Yassa who says that maybe a guy can make a shliach of a Jew. Why? Because the language was Admar Mshimim Gamliel. If a guy doesn't want to be Torim, he doesn't have to be Torim. So you can't be Torim on his behalf because that's a chov. But the language sounds like if he doesn't want to be Torim. Sounds like he can be Torim if he wants to be Torim. So is that true? So the Gemara says, I'm Rebbe Ba, Bimam and Al Yadav. No, the case must be, really a guy can't make a shliach of a Jew. What's the case where a guy gets credit for it? If he himself is helping the physical action, ma'amin, ma'amin al yadav, which is really probably should be ma'amin, right? Right. The Marafolda says lashon imun yad, right? He's physically helping him, so it's physically helping him. So there's no shlichus really; he's actually doing it himself. Good, and that's what the Marafolda says. That's the language from the Tosefta at the beginning of Maseches Trumos. The pligor of Yehuda Rabbi Yitzchak im hagoy meuman al yedei hashliach Yisrael nasa shlucho. He does mix us so. Weiter. Says the Tosefta, talking about these different types of sharecropping arrangements we've said. Yesterday we had Mekabel and Choker. Mekabel is, I give the Balabayas a percentage. A Choker, I give him a fixed amount, and I get the rest. So a Choker, Beperis. The usual understanding of by a Choker is that I'm going to pay the master, the landowner, in fruit. That's what a Choker is, a certain amount fixed price. Vasocher and a renter, a pays a red side, but most they usually give money. Hamakabel and that type of sharecropping, lamexalishlurfia. Fine. So now the Gemara goes back on the machlokas we had on yesterday's daf. Rather than we had a machlokas, Rishu Gamliel and the Chachamim by Makabel. Choker made a chilik already in the Mishnah. But Makabel, if somebody is Makabel, so the our Mishnah just go to one sheet. It doesn't matter who you Makabel from. A Jew, a non-Jew, a Kusi, you, the sharecropper has no responsibility. He's cholek lifnehem. That's what the and that was the Mishnah, and that was Reb Shimon Gamliel Shita. But Reb Yochanan said, but the Chachamim in the Brisa say, no, if you got it, if you're Makabel from Yisrael, then you have to be, you can be Cholek, but if you got it from a guy, you have to be Torim. Right? Because we fine you, like, same thing as the Makabel, if you got it from a guy, because we want you to buy it back. So, ask the Gemara, Ad Kadu Nachri. The Mishnah talks about in Reb Shimon Gamliel Shita, the Mishnah says Nachri and Kusi and everybody. But in the Brisa, it just says Nachri. So Kusi, right? Would the Rabbanan also say by Kusi to make the same, have the same rules that a Kusi is like a guy in this regard, and therefore you would have to be Mafrish before you give it back? So Nishmeinim and Adah. So let's learn it from the following Tosefta. So the light Tosefta has the flip. Up until now, we're talking about you are the worker, you are the Makabel or the Choker, and the Balabayas is Goy, Kusi, Vechulu. Now let's switch it. Hano Sein Sadeo Bekabala. If you, the landowner, give the field Bekabala, Legoy, Ulekusi, the next three lines we're just going to read in the Shinu Nischos, right? Because it's, we flip it around. So if somebody gives a field, bekabala, to a guy, to a kusi, which itself is not allowed. I see on the side, the shinin is chos. Even though they're not allowed to do that, why? Because there's an iser, da'araisa, called lo sachanim, which the Gemara darshins, avodazara davchav, you can't give them chanoya bakarka. Maybe we'll read that Gemara by the Shem in a minute, but you're not allowed to sell a portion of Eretz Yisrael to a guy, and therefore midrabanan, you're not allowed to even rent it or sharecrop it to them. So even though this person violated afa pishalo balonas amaisris, so then if I gave it to a guy very, very early, before Onas HaMaisris, and then Onas HaMaisris, it grew while it was in the sharecropping reshus of the guy. Tzorach la'aser al yado mishabol Onas HaMaisr. Me, the landowner, I have to be ma'aser from it
even though it reached Onus HaMaisris in the hands of a guy. It doesn't matter. I have to. We fine. We fine him and say, Tav, you're not supposed to do this. And therefore, once it reaches Onus HaMaisris, it reaches the level of ripening, so then you have to be Maaser. Hanosin, continuing the Girsa, in the new Girsa. Hanosin Sadeo Bekabalo La'am Ha'ar. So that was if you give it. Did I finish reading? Hanosin, let's go back to the Gemara for a second. Hanosin Sadeo Bekabalo La'goy Lukusi Ulamisha Eino Neman Ala Maisris. I forgot to read that phrase. That means a chashud, not an Amaretz. A chashud. You gave it to a goy or a kusi or a chashud, so in those cases, even if I give it to them early and then it gets ripe in their Rishus, the landowner have to be Maafresh. Why? Either a fine, either a knas, that's by goy and kusi, or it's to prevent the buyers from this chashud. Right, there are other Jews that might think it's hofrash, so that's why I have to do it, to make sure that it is taken care of. But, now we continue the other Girsa. Hanosin sadeo bekabala la'am ha'aretz. But what if I gave the field to an amaretz? Right, not to a chashu, to an amaretz. So now we go back to our Gemara. Ad shalobolo nas amaisrus, then it depends. If I gave it to an amaretz before the chiv of Shumas amaisrus kick in, I don't have to, because again, Rov Amayar's master name, and therefore I can trust him to do it. But once it came to Onas HaMaisris, Sorach La'aser Al Yodav. So then I have to. Why? He's an Amaretz, maybe he'll do it himself. Because, explain the Mepharsha, it looks like you're giving him Tevel. Looks like it's already Chiyuv. It's already Mechuyuv. It's already reached the level of Onas HaMaisris, and therefore I'm not allowed to give him. But either way, what do you see from this whole discussion? There's no chilek between Kusi and Goy. Kusi and Goy are put together, so we assume that the Rabbanan, who say that by Makabel, right, you have to be Torim before you give it back to the Goy, you have to be Torim also before giving it back to the Kusi. Good. The Isser of Lo Sachanim, which is being referred to here, and we're going to talk more about Hashem in a minute, is discussed in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf. The Gemara there darshins three different halachas. Interesting. How could they all be daraisa? They're all three very different halachas learned out from Lo Sachanim, the pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. The first one on the list, Lo Titim Lahem Chanaya Bekarka. I'm not allowed to sell or give a non-Jew a foothold in the karka of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Another din, Lo Titim Lahem Chain. Not allowed to give them compliments. Right? How do you compliment any non-Jew? Big discussion. Number three, Lo Titim Lahem Matnas Chinam. Not allowed to give them a present. Does this only apply to the seven nations? Tosfos talks about that here. Does it only apply to an idolater? We assume by Lo Sachanim it applies to at least Lo Titim Lahem Bakarka. It applies to all non-Jews, right? This is part of the big discussion of Hetem Mechira. How is one allowed to sell portions of land in Eretz Yisrael? Isn't that a violation of Lo Sachanim? That's what the Yeshua's Malko or Yeshua Mikutna suggests, that the essence of the mitzvah, right, not a Tam HaMitzvah, because we don't darshan time mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah is to keep Jews strong in Eretz Yisrael. So his big chiddush is that if giving and selling the land to a non-Jew, ironically, is what would allow Jews to keep a foothold in Eretz Yisrael, then that's not Lo Sachanim. That's not Lo Sachanim, right? Because that's exactly the opposite of what Lo Sachanim is answering. So that's a big discussion in the sugyas of Hetem Mechira. Okay, so that is the discussion of the Chachamim, and it's Gigoy and Kusi. So now we continue. Ad Kedun, so we know that there is a Knas. There's a knas, as the Rabbanan just said, b'makam sheyisrael mitsuyim. If there are Jews there, and Jews should be buying it, so we're gonna be fine, this owner in order to buy it back and not give it to non-Jews. B'makam sheyisrael mitsuyim. What if there are no Jews around anyway? There are no Jewish workers. It's a desolate from Jewish area. So is there still the isser of Lo Sachanim? Is there still the knas that we would find the person if he sharecrops in this area with a non-Jew? So Nishvinim and Ada, so it seems to be a machlokas. Rabbi Simon, Hayelosadas Baramelech, Rabbi Simon had fields in Aramelech. Remember we had Aramelech a couple of days ago when they were going to declare Aramelech Patur because there was nothing there and it was Lo Bistayim Milsa. So Rabbi Simon had fields there. Shalor Rabbi Yochanan, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, what's the halacha there? Amrele, Yoviru Valtaskirim Lagai. Rabbi Yochanan says, let it be fallow. Let it be fallow. You can't. You can't share crop. You can't grant it to a guy. Rabbi Yochanan is machmir. Shaul Rabbi Shua ben Levi v'sharalei. Rabbi Shua ben Levi felt otherwise. He felt that these areas, there wouldn't be a knas, and therefore he matired renting it to a guy. There's no gzeira there. There's an isra of osachanim daraisa, but the isra derabanan, maybe I didn't clarify this before, the isra, wherever there's an isra daraisa of osachanim, we would aser mi derabanan renting it or sharecropping it to them. But here, in places where there is no reason to aser it mi derabanan, because there are no Jews there anyway. So therefore, Rav Shimon Levi says it is mutter. And mutter to rent it there. And the Gemara continues and says, Savar, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Makam, Shein Yisrael Mitzuyim, Kada Surya. Rav Yeshua ben Levi must hold that a place where Jews do not frequent and Jews don't live there, it's like Surya. Why? Because there is a machlokas Tanoim in Mesechus of Avodah Zarah in the first Perek. The Gemara quotes a machlokas Tanoim. Well, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein maskirin lehem batim be'eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to rent out houses in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. Or you can't rent out gzera, right? You might sell. Ve'ezarach lomer sados and v'shor sados. Sados are more chamor, right? You even can't rent out houses. Ubisuria, but in Syria, which has mixas kedusha, we'll see. Maskirin lahem batim avalo sados. Bisuria, you can rent out houses, but not fields, because fields are more chamors. Even though in Syria it might be derabanan, but still sados are gazer. Ubechutz la'aretz, do whatever you want. Mochron lam batim laskir and sadas yver meir. Rabbi Yosi Omer, and the Gemara here says that Rabbi Shua ben Levi, in a place in Eretz Yisrael of Ein Yisrael Mitzuyim, he treats it like Surya. We'll see, he holds like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Omer, be Eretz Yisrael, askir lam batim of lo sados. Even in Eretz Yisrael, the Gzeirat Rabbanan is only by fields. But by houses, you can rent. Ubis Surya, mochron batim, umaskir and sados. And in Surya, you could sell houses, you can rent fields. And that's what Rav Shimon Levi in our Gemara seems to say, that the areas in Eretz Yisrael that are totally desolate from Jewish inhabitants have the status of Surya, which means you're allowed to rent and share crop fields to them. That's exactly what meant by this Gemara, Kahadin Surya. If you look in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara there, right, what does our Gemara seem to say? Our Gemara seems to say that the Machlokas, maybe putting Rav Shimon Levi back into that Mishnah, Machlokas or Biosi or Memeir in that Mishnah, is about whether we are kones or not. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Chaf Aleph, has a more fundamental approach to what the Machlokas is about. It's about Kibush Yachid. About Kibush Yachid, about Surya. About the status of Surya. Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush, or Lav Shmei Kibush. Right? What's Kibush Yachid? David and Melech conquered certain lands around Eretz Yisrael, and there was something lacking, possibly. What was lacking? Machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos. Rashi in Avodah Zarah discusses, they didn't have an Urim, he didn't have an Urim Betumim and 600,000 when he went to conquer it. If you look in Gittin, Rashi says, not all of the rest of Eretz Yisrael was conquered yet. Right, that's what Tosva says. But Rashi says there, you didn't have the, Rashi says, Shol Hayu Sham Kol Yisrael B'yachad, Kamo Kibash Yoshua, V'kav Shul L'Sar Kulam, Avod David L'Kavash El L'Sarcha. It was personal. But Tosfos says, if you look in the Sifri, there's a different reason why this is called a personal kibush yachid. The Sifri says, because he didn't wait till after all of Eretz Yisrael was conquered. Right? They have to wait for, first you have to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and then the rest of Chutz La'aretz. Lefi shelo ha'isa adayin kol Eretz Yisrael kvusha, kedamar hasam, smoch leplatra shelcha lo horashta. Pirish, yevusi, sheyesamach liyushalayim, v'yata holif v'kovish aram naharayim v'aram sova. Aval acher shekol eretz is all kivshua. Once it's all captured, so then everything that they capture from mechutz la'aretz is kadosh and it's expanded upon. Rav Soloveitchik says, gave the mashal to the sheet of Tosfos. It's like an overflowing cup of wine, right? If you overflow a cup of wine, so then the top, it overflows onto its sides. The kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, it has to be all of Eretz Yisrael first, and then it expands out. It expands out. You can't have a half a cup. You can't start spilling out if the cup is only half full. So the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael has to be full inside, and only then it can spill overflow. That is Rashi and Tosfos in a kibush. And again, there's a machlokas whether that defines it. What is a kibush yachid? Then you have the machlokas about whether kibush yachid is shma kibush, is considered a kibush daraisa, or a lo shma kibush, right? And that's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos there, and the machlokas Tanoim says the Gemara. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, we're going to talk a little bit more about Surya, and then we'll see if there's time to get back into other issues of Lo Sachani. So, Dahada Surya, right? Dahada Surya, is it true? What are we passing by Surya? We passing like Rav Yosi, do we passing like Rav Meir in that Mishnah? So Nishmina ben Adol, let's try to learn it from the following stories. Reb Chage nachas lachamatz. Reb Chage went down to Chamatz, which is a place in Syria. Asun shalun le. So Elaine debar Ashtur, the people from Bay Ashtur, that's the name of a family. They came to ask him, begin the Les Yisrael Shrichin, in these areas, there are no Jews, Va'anan Mogren La'amin, and therefore we rent out to the They weren't asking, they were saying this is what they did. They hired out, they had non-Jewish workers in Syria, Shrichin La'asar, Anan Al-Yidem, do we have to be Ma'asar for them? Do we have to take off Ma'asaris from the produce that grows? So Shalach Shal, Reb Zira, he sent the message to Reb Zira. Right? He knew that he didn't know the answer to this question. He wanted to get a more authoritative. Shal, Reb Zira, Reb Imi, Amar Le, Ein Atzorach La'asar Al-Yidem. No need to be Ma'asar, because Syria, there's no reason to fine. Right? Syria, there's no reason to fine, because there's no way to daraisa if you haven't selling. So similarly, right, well, first finish the next line. Minot Shama Laskir Reb Yossi. So you see from here that renting is okay in Syria like Reb Yossi. The Girsa of the Mara Folda is Rashar Lahaskir Reb Shuv ben Levi. Shuv ben Levi is saying the added point that even in Eretz Yisrael, in an area that's desolate from Jewish inhabitants, that has the status of Syria. That has the status of Syria, and there's no reason to find in that case that the Jew would have to be Ma'aser in that case, in a case where the Onas HaMaisris, you know, took place in the sharecropper's Rishus. There is bilus. There is some type of bilus reflected by the Onas HaMaisris. That's one story that's brought. Va'od min hada. And we have another story that also confirms. Dam Rabbi Chanina b'Rei Rabbi Avahu. Abba havele uvda. Same thing. Rabbi Chanina, the son of Rabbi Avahu, says, Abba, my father Rabbi Avahu, had a similar case. He had a field in Syria. And Shalach Sha'al Rabbi Chia, Ula Rabbi Yasa, Ula Rabbi Imi, Vahoran Lane, Lahaskak Rabbi Yossi. They said, you can rent it out. You can sharecrop it out for Rabbi Yossi. Halasar al Yedeon, Inam Asar al Yedeon. Right. And regarding the Bima Asar, there's no reason to be fine. There's no reason to be Kones. And therefore, Nah, Ma'aser. Reb Shuv ben Levi is one of these amazing characters in the Talmud that is very involved in halacha, right? Obviously here, but also we know he's very involved in Agada. Some amazing stories about Reb Yeshua ben Levi in the Agada, right? Just to mention, remember two of the stories that we have about Reb Yeshua ben Levi: one in Sanhedrin and one in Maseches Ksubis. Remember, the one in Sanhedrin is where Reb Yeshua ben Levi he meets Eliyahu HaNavi, and he wants to know when Mashiach is coming. Right, that's in Sanhedrin Sadiches Amud Aleph. Reb Yeshua ben Levi Shnaim Raisi meets Ashkach Eliyahu Davi Kami Apischa Demarso Shema Yachai. He meets Eliyahu HaNavi at the outside of the cave of Rashbi. He says, "Am I going to Olam Haba? Asil Amud Asi Amar Leim Yirtza Adon Azeh." He says, "Yirtza Hashem." Right, this is the source for that concept. Yirtza Hashem. Yeshua ben Levi says, "What's going on here? I hear another voice. I hear the Shechina." So he says, "Wow." Amar Leim. Then he says, "When's Mashiach coming? Emas Asi Mashiach." Amarle Eliyahu Navi answers Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Amarle Zil Shaila Yidei. Go ask him. Go ask him. Where is he? He's over there, sitting next to Rome, and he's putting bandages on. Right, without getting into that details now, so he goes and finds him, and he says, Amarle Shalom Alecha, Rebbe Umori. Amarle Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. He says, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. Amarle Leimas Asimar. When are you coming? Amarle Hayom. I'm coming today. Hayom. Asal Gabi Eliyahu. He runs back to Eliyahu. Amarle My Amarlecha. He says, what did he tell you? Amar Lei, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. He gave me Shalom Aleichem. So Amar Lei, he says, oh, Bar Levi. He says, that means you go to Olam Haba. Avtachacha Lecha Ulavucha La'ama Da'asi. But Amar Lei, and then as the sun sets, he says to Eliyahu HaNavi, he lied to me. Shkrika Shakarbi. Amar Lei Hayom Asina Balawasi. He said he's coming today, and the day is finishing, and he hasn't come yet. Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Lecha. You didn't understand what he said. Hayom Imbekolo Tishma'u. He meant he's coming today. Dot, dot, dot. Hayom, dot, dot, dot. Hayom, in Bekolo Tishmo, and we were in Zoche, so that's why he hasn't come yet. Very, famous Gemara. That's one Gemara, Shur ben Levi, in Agada. And of course, the other Gemara is in Ksubis, Ayin Zayin, Amid Beis, where he meets the Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis says, it's time, and, Shur ben Levi says, no, give me a month. And he comes back, and he says, now show me my place in Gan Eden. And on the way, he happens to steal the knife of the Malach HaMavis, and he, because he said, no, I'm sorry, I take it back. He asked the Malachalavis on the way, can I hold your knife? Because I'm a little scared that if you get upset on the way, then you're going to use it. So he takes his knife, and then he says, can you show me the place? As he's giving him a boost, so to speak, looking into Gan Eden, Rishon Levi jumps into Gan Eden and says, and swears that he's not coming out. And the Malachalavis says, okay, fine, I can't get him out. At least give me back my knife. I need to take care of what I need to take care of as a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a baskel goes out, and Hashem says, give him back his knife. Give him back his knife. So that's another Reb Shuv and Levi, two of the most amazing stories in all of Shas about when's Mashiach coming, and the Malach HaMavis, that's Sanhedrin and Ksubis in the Bavli. Okay, but here we have Reb Shuv and Levi in the Yerushalmi giving us halachic rulings. Okay, period. Next point. Kiba Mimenu. So we've been talking about a sharecropper. Usually sharecroppers work the field from the start. They get a barren field, and they seed it, then they plow it, and they do everything. But ask the Gemara. Kiba Mimenu, right? We have a Tosefta that says, what if a sharecropper got it late in the process? It's already a full field. And now he was hired to harvest, just to cut. Kiba Mimenu Sada Liksor Bechitim. He was hired to just cut down the wheat. Right, there's a different verb used, even though in English we just say harvest, but by different items on trees, different words. Liksar b'chitim, anavim liftsar b'yayin, right, to b'tzira, zesim limsok b'shemen, ma'aser v'nosin lo. If it's all ready and you're just doing the last stage, so then ma'aser v'nosin lo, so then it's the job of the sharecropper to take off maaser. So ask the Gemara, why is it different than the Mishnah? Isachami, that means like tashma, tachami, let's come and see. Right, ad shelo zara. We're going to switch the girsa. Achalozara cholek, right? Before, right, we said in the Mishnah, before any seeding is done, cholek, he could just cholek, lefnei, he could just put it down, misha zara, but in our case, where the seeding is already done and things already grew, maaser, yes, see, maaser, what's the difference? Right, what's the difference between the two cases? So, Amar Bichinina, no, as we mentioned yesterday, tiknu, in our Mishnah, you know why they could just leave it there and not have to be maaser b'bekabosh l'tover Eretz Yisrael? Because we want Eretz Yisrael to be worked. We don't want it to be left fallow. And if you don't say, if you say make them a kablim, you say the kablanim, make them be mafers, they're not going to want it to go into kablanis. But if you say they don't have to be mafers, they'll make more profit, and therefore that'll help save Eretz Yisrael. We don't want it to have it barren. Bramhacha, but here it's not a question of barren. Zaru, it's already grown. It's already grown. There's no issue about it being barren. So therefore, we're not going to allow the Makabel just to leave it. The Makabel will have to be Ma'aser as well. Okay, we'll stop here. And Demai Nun Beis.